It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Context to this, which you'll get nowhere else, which is why you are listening and watching the No Spin News tonight. China's economy is in trouble. 1.5 billion people, most of them very poor. They don't have the basics of life. Some don't even have electricity out in the western part of that country. It's a huge country. And most people just get by. And the economy goes south, there's going to be big trouble. And you got a big COVID comeback there in China as well. So here are the facts. So the producer price index, which is the overall indicator of the economy, is down 1.3% in October from a year ago. And that is not good. Okay. It's the first time that the producer price index has fell since December 2020 in China. But here is the key stat. Prices for pork, which is big in China, pork, up 52%. They can afford it. Fruit up 13%. Now, China's stats are not reliable, so this is shocking. It's probably worse than that, okay? And then the export economy. China makes its money, unlike the United States, in selling products abroad because they have slave labor there. There are people who don't make any money, so they make the hats and the shirts and everything else, and they send it abroad and they make a profit and it comes back. It's what their economy is based on. It's an export economy. It fell 0.3% in October alone. Okay. Expectations were for a 4.3% rise in exports in China and it fell 0.3%. Again, this is dangerous in a population that is living on the margin. So Barclays, the World Bank, cut its forecast for China's economic growth next year to 2%. This is nothing. So China's in trouble. And COVID, in the last 2 weeks, COVID cases reported 600% up. 600% in 2 weeks in China. So there's lockdowns. That means soldiers come in to your area. You can't go out, whether you have COVID or not. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. So this is the atmosphere of the meeting between President Biden and President Xi. Bali, Indonesia, place called Nusa Dua. I've been there. Beautiful place. Gorgeous place. They say that the meeting took 3 hours. On our side, Secretary of State Blinken was there, Treasury Secretary Yellen, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, Nicholas Burns, American Ambassador to China. And the Chinese had a whole bunch of people there. So this is a quote from the Chinese news agency, which is, government tells them what to do. The discussions were thorough, frank, and constructive. That doesn't mean anything. But here's what's interesting. Xi is quoted as saying, "We hope and always have strive for maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. But Taiwan independence is as incompatible with peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait as fire and water." So she's not backing away. Chinese are going to make a move on Taiwan, but now is not the right time, in my opinion, because their economy is so fragile. And once they do that, there'll be sanctions like with Putin, which are really breaking Russia. And we're going to do a big investigation on Putin next week when all this election stuff clears. Putin's in trouble. She knows it. Now, the Biden side, the American side, says that the two agreed that nuclear weapons should never be used. Chinese did not put that out. That was a message to Putin. China didn't say anything about it. So you can't get anything out of Biden. It's just a bunch of gibberish because he doesn't really want you and me, anybody else to know what's happening. But here's the only soundbite we could pick out to show you. Go.
Let me start with a few words about the recent elections held in the United States. What we saw was the strength and resilience of the American democracy, and we saw it in action. And the American people proved once again that democracy is who we are. And there was a strong rejection of election deniers at every level, from those seeking to lead our states and those seeking to serve in Congress, and also those seeking to oversee the elections. And there was a strong rejection of political violence and voter intimidation. There was an emphatic statement that in America, the will of the people prevails.
I have no problem with that, but of course, Biden is overlooking the scandalous nature of the election in some states. Overall, the American election helped Biden a lot. Because people obviously don't really understand, you know, the intricacies of our system. And Biden survived. He wasn't embarrassed. And so it helped him. But Xi and Putin and everybody else know that Joe Biden is a weak president. And before, in the next 2 years, I expect him to be challenged by China. China's not going to take a chance that some tough guy is going to get elected president in 2024. So I expect something, but I don't, of course, know what. All right, let's go back home. The vote scandal. So four places are just scandalous across the board. Arizona, Nevada, California, Alaska. So Arizona governor is still not called, and the margin is about 20,000 votes. The Democrat Hobbs leading the Republican late. Now, that's nothing, 20,000 votes. So, and there are two House races in Arizona still not called. So Republicans are probably going to win the House, squeak it out by one or two. But in Arizona, we still don't know. Now, Arizona is a tiny state. And they can't, this is almost a week, they can't count their votes. So a strong president would have moved federal monitors in already. What the deuce is going on? What's the matter with you people? You can't count the votes in Arizona? Two House races, those are the most vital. Because if both of those go to Republican, then the House will be Republican. All right, so I think Hobbs will probably beat Lake, but I'm not sure because the margin is very thin and it changes hourly. Now, in Nevada, same thing, tiny state. Finally, Cortez Mastro, the Democrat candidate for Senate, beat Laxalt, the Republican, but only by 6,000 votes. 6,000 votes out of about a million cast. So Laxalt should ask for a recount, but he won't because he'd have to pay for it. In Nevada, if you want a recount, you got to pay. So Cortez is now the winner of that Nevada state race. I'm shocked. Really, I am absolutely shocked that Arizona and Nevada are now blue states. What happened to Western independence? What happened? These people don't have a lot of money in Nevada and Arizona. They're getting killed. Oh, California, 10 House races haven't been called. Now everybody goes, California, liberal state. Most of those House races are in the conservative interior of California. 10. They can't count the votes in a district after a week. What is going on? This is such a scandal, I can't even tell you. All right? And then in Alaska, they have this insane first choice, second choice, this, that. Alaska, the senator, whether it's Murkowski or Tshibaka, will be Republican. The governor will be Republican. And there is a House seat up there, but it looks like that's going to go to a Democrat because of this insane system. But they still don't know. And it's only 300,000 people voting. Not even 300,000 people voting in Alaska. They can't count the votes after a week. Boggles the mind. And the only solution to these things, because the Constitution gives the states the right to monitor federal elections, is to send federal monitors in to see if there's corruption, to see why these people can't count the votes. That's it. Biden's never going to do that because the Democrats want this. It works to their advantage to have a disorderly election. Okay. So I'm really... This should never happen in America, ever, but it is. So Pelosi, who I don't believe is going to be speaker any longer, and it'll be the end of her, thank God, she goes on ABC and says this.
So do you think President Biden should run again?
Yes, I do. I mean, President Biden has been a great president for our country. He has accomplished so much. 10 million jobs, over 10 million jobs under his leadership, working with the private sector, of course. He has just done so many things that are so great.
Baghdad Barbara, that's all she is. She hasn't created 10 million jobs. I mean, it's just not true. All right, and we went over this 15 times. When you start from zero because of COVID, it's not you creating the jobs. The jobs come back because COVID isn't there any longer. Baghdad Barbara, there she is. Ah, she's so great. Good riddance, boy. That, and this isn't partisan, nothing to do with party, but that woman with that amount of power for all those years, oh, how much damage she did to this country. All right, let's bring in a guy who's a lot smarter about elections than I am. His name is Zach Smith. He works for the Heritage Legal Foundation, coming to us from Washington, D.C. He is an election expert. Did I make any mistakes in my description of where we are in the midterms right now, Mr. Smith?
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. This delay in counting the votes is absolutely shameful. Unfortunately, what we've seen are certain states and certain election officials are refusing to administer efficient, safe, secure elections. Look, that should really be a bipartisan issue, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're an independent. Everyone should want to make sure that the votes are counted quickly and that they're counted accurately. Unfortunately, certain states, the states that you mentioned, Arizona, Nevada, California, Alaska, and there are others, are having great difficulty in meeting that very low bar. And I suspect part of the reason they're having difficulty doing that is because they've been sloppy in their election processes and procedures. You know, one of the things we did here at the Heritage Foundation, we compiled an election integrity scorecard, and we ranked the states 1 to 50 on how well they did in terms of making sure their elections were safe and secure and how efficiently they could administer that process. And it shouldn't come as a surprise that California ranked 49th out of 50 and Nevada ranked 50 out of 50. And so if the citizens in those states right. would would require their elected officials to get serious about this, they could see a much better system being implemented.
Now, this is a partisan statement I'm going to make, but before that, would you be kind enough to send me the Heritage rankings, and I will use it tomorrow on the No Spin News? I'd like to have
Happy
that.
Happy to
I'll
do
put it.
It
up so everybody see. Okay, so my contention is Democrats like the chaos. They like the mail-in ballots. They like the drop-offs. They like all this because it's easier for them on their ground game, which they have a much better ground game than Republicans do. That means that people in the precincts that go out and cajole people to vote and things like that, they round up votes. It's much easier to do when you have a very loosely monitored situation. So Democrats don't want reform. My opinion, am I wrong?
Well, look, Bill, you know, we do policy, not politics, here at the Heritage Foundation. And so certainly it seems to be that many Democratic-run states or liberal-run states and jurisdictions are having serious issues counting the balance effectively and efficiently. And part of the reason for that is that for so long, these individuals, particularly these individuals on the left, have resisted implementing common sense election safeguards.
Yeah, they don't want it. Right, well, but they don't want it for a reason, Mr. Smith. They don't want it for a reason. It's not just gross incompetence. Yes, gross incompetence is in play. But there is a reason they don't want to do what Florida did. So in 2000, the most famous American screw-up election, Florida was just a disgrace. All right? Well, they revamped the whole thing, and now Florida is one of the most efficient. I bet you it's in the top 10 in your list, is it not?
Florida does very well, and they deserve a lot of kudos for implementing common sense legislation. Look, the problem in part, Bill, is whenever states move to enact these common sense reforms that, by the way, are very popular across the political spectrum, across races, across genders, because they are such common sense solutions, these states face lawsuits. They're often collusive in nature, where those who are bringing the suits find a favorable election official who will enter a favorable settlement. And so when you get Heritage Election Integrity Scorecard, we have 12 broad categories that we suggest states should implement that will help avoid many of the problems that we're currently seeing.
Okay. Let's turn to the House of Representatives. I've been following this every hour. So frustrating because the ticker doesn't move. You know, we're in Monday night now. Vote was last Tuesday night. And it's still in some places in California, some districts, small districts, this is not LA or San Francisco, 38% of the vote in, 40% of the vote. I mean, you're looking at you. But from my math, it looks like the Republicans will take the House by one or two. Is that what you have?
Well, it certainly seems to be what's being reported right now. I know it's a much smaller wave than was initially anticipated. But look, I think going back to the original point, Bill, this is shameful that it's taking so long.
But have you guys been counting the districts? Do you concur that it's likely Republicans will win the House? Or do you not know?
Well, that is a question that is better answered by many of my colleagues at Heritage Action, the Heritage Foundation's sister organization, and others. But look, the delay in knowing the outcome is absolutely shameful, is something that should not be repeated again. And if states will get serious about election integrity, running safe, secure, efficient elections, they can take a look at the Heritage Foundation's Election Integrity Scorecard to find those best practices.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me what you think. How about your colleagues? Have any of them gone on the record by saying they think one or the other party will take the House?
Well, look, I think at this point we have to wait for the votes to come
in. Okay, I got it. Yeah. I'm just looking for, you know, look, I got my own method of doing this stuff in Colorado. I think Boert or whatever her name is, the woman up in the mountain area of the state, she's going to win. That ticks it up to 213, and then they need five more. And then, as I said, the districts in play in California are in the Central Valley, in the conservative parts of the state. We got two in Arizona. Just driving me crazy. Final question for you. This is a victory for Biden, I believe, because he could have gotten wiped out and embarrassed all over the world. And the Democrats could have been decimated. He would have been under pressure to actually leave the presidency if that happened. But now he's strutting around like a peacock. And I wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, look, I think, unfortunately, the Biden administration's policies have been incredibly harmful for us as a nation. He's often taken unilateral executive action beyond what he is constitutionally or statutorily authorized to take. And so I'm hopeful, although I doubt it will happen, that the Biden administration will take a different tact and will certainly not take actions that are unconstitutional or not statutorily authorized.
All right, Mr. Smith, we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on today. Donald Trump. Now, there's no question that Donald Trump was a factor in the midterms and he helped the Democrats. No question about it. Okay. Because of the election denier thing. From the very beginning, I suggested to the president himself in private conversation and on this broadcast that that is not a winner. 2020 relitigation is not a winner. Tease off a lot of independents. Independents broke 4 points for the Democrats, which was the difference. It's interesting because more Republicans voted for Republican House candidates by a margin of about 5%. So overall vote for the House, Republicans won that by 5%, which is a pretty healthy margin. But on the independent side, they broke for the Democrats, largely because of the denier January 6th. And if you were watching any of these commercials, I mean, they just waved it. You know, Trump and this, and they linked Boldock, and they linked the guy in Arizona, and Tudor Dixon in Michigan to Trump and the denier. And it worked. It worked. I mean, if anybody said it worked, they're not telling you the truth. It worked. So that being said, you then step back and say, well, what is Donald Trump's future? Remember, 80 million people voted against him. They didn't vote for Biden, by the way, and you know that. They voted against Trump. Does he have a political future? So my message today on BillO'Reilly.com and my column, both on the election, I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com and read them, and it's free. You don't have to be a premium member or anything like that. You just go, and messages there every morning, columns there every Sunday. I think they're provocative. But what is Donald Trump's future as a presidential candidate? So Jason Miller, one of his top guys, says tomorrow night at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, he's going to announce he's going to run. That's what Miller says. I don't know. I haven't talked to Donald Trump in a while. I don't know what he's going to do. I know he wants to run. But is he going to announce tomorrow night? Miller is a guy that's close to him. And Miller's saying, yeah, he's going to announce. All right. And they even put a 9 p.m. Eastern time slap on it so they get primetime TV coverage. Okay. I don't have analysis now on Donald Trump running or not, whether this is a good thing for the country or not. I know at this point in history, he's not the power he used to be. I think even the MAGA supporters would know that. You have to know that. All right. But the man is incredible. And he can come back. But can he get those independents over to his side? Boy, that's tough. That is a tough, tough road. So anyway, when he announces, we'll analyze what he says. And I'll get as much inside information tomorrow as I can. But at the same time this is swirling around this week, Vice President Pence is out on a book tour. But he got a book. And the left-wing press is using Pence against Trump. So Pence goes on with David Muir, ABC, and the headline is that Pence says, Donald Trump put me and my family in danger. You know, okay. Pence has refrained from bad-mouthing Trump, although Pence was not happy about Trump trying to force him not to certify the election. And Pence was right. Constitutionally, Pence was right. So you've got to be that in the book. But what you should know is Pence is going to do a big thing on CNN on Wednesday. So the left-wing press is using Pence against Trump. Ironically, for the left-wing media, DeSantis, at this point, the governor of Florida, is more dangerous to the liberal cause than Trump is. That could change. That could change. But by attacking, continue attacking, undermining Trump, you might get a stronger candidate, DeSantis, in 24. But all of that is swirling around. Now, you know me. I'll tell you the truth as we see it, and we'll back it up with facts. These early polls, DeSantis versus Trump, they're just bull. I'm not even going to report them. Usually I report the stuff and tell you, ah, it's a bunch of crap. But I'm not even going to report that because it's still too turbulent around. People aren't figuring it out yet on a Republican side. There's a lot of angst on the Republican side. They like DeSantis and they like Trump, some of them. There's a little, I'd say 20% of Republicans don't like Trump. I think everybody in the Republican Party likes DeSantis. All right, so that's where we are on that.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
So Georgia still matters, even though the Senate is in Democratic hands, okay? If Herschel Walker wins, then it will be 50-50 in Georgia if he wins. And then you have Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, two Democrats, who don't always vote with Biden. So it makes it a heck of a lot easier for the Senate to join the House and block legislation. Remember, the House, so many, you might get a few defections. So some Republicans might, you know, vote for stuff that the House leadership, McCarthy probably, doesn't want. Hard to control that many people. Anyway, so it's a December 6th, Warnock versus Walker again. We'll start to cover it about 5 days ahead because, you know, people are exhausted now and polling's not going to matter now. But 5 days ahead, we'll take a sharp look at it, but it still matters. So the House Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Senator from Kentucky, is 80 years old. Now, I have a personal beef against McConnell. He killed single-handedly Kate's Law that I had drawn up and Ted Cruz and others had sponsored to say that a criminal, illegal alien who gets deported and then comes back here again, a felon, goes to prison for 10 years. That was Kate's Law. And that certainly would discourage all of these people who commit felonies in the United States, get deported and come back, wouldn't it? 10 years? I think so. Anyway, that bill was well on its way to being passed, and McConnell would not put it up for a vote because he didn't want some wise guy like O'Reilly driving legislation. And that bill would have passed. Trump would have signed that bill. So I don't like Mitch McConnell at all. Okay? And I just want to tell you that. And remember, the man who shot Kate Steinle dead and been deported five times. He's a drug dealer. Five times. And McConnell still wouldn't do it. Boy. I got to tell you that because I don't want Mitch McConnell to be the Senate minority leader. I think he's a old-time pal who's not looking out for you. Or Kate Steinle, or Kate Steinle's family, or anybody. Anyway, there is a poll. I don't believe the poll. 221,000 responses. This isn't a scientific poll. They just put it out on the internet, and you know, anybody. And it says Mitch McConnell is favored by 7% of Americans, unfavorable 81. Okay. I mean, I know he's not popular, but I don't think he's that unpopular, but I could be wrong. So yesterday we had a guy from Heritage Foundation, which is a think tank in D.C., talking about the crazy voting situation in California, Arizona, and Nevada, where they simply can't count the votes. They can't. All right? So the feds should be going into those districts and overseeing the process because it's not going to get any better. So I asked Heritage to give me the five most efficient states in vote counting. Put them on up and you'll listen on the radio and I'll read them off. Tennessee is the most efficient state in the country in counting its vote. Georgia second, a stunning comeback. Remember, they passed the new law in Georgia. Alabama third, Missouri fourth, South Carolina fifth. There are the top five, okay, that know what they are doing in honest elections. Here are the worst states when it comes to the election. Vermont, Oregon, California, we're seeing that right now, Nevada, we're seeing it, and Hawaii. Now, you notice that the reason they have a 51 there is because there were ties. It's not that, you know, there are 50 states. Okay, Biden may not know that, but I do. So anyway, Arizona is not on that list. It's Heritage's list, not mine. But they scored very poorly. They were just outside it, but the others were worse. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Okay, down to Texas, so Governor Greg Abbott, he's almost the same as DeSantis in his militancy on the border. And he's declared an emergency, an invasion at the border and invoking constitutional powers. Very interesting. So the quote from Abbott is this: I invoke the invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. Okay, so it is an invasion, no doubt about it. And he's now invoking not only Texas Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution. So what is it about the U.S. Constitution? Well, this is really clever. In Article 4, Section 4, the U.S. Constitution, it says that each state shall protect the others against invasion. I didn't even know that. So Texas got to protect Maine from millions of people coming in unauthorized. Now, what is Abbott going to do? Okay, the first thing is he's going to put his National Guard at the border to physically repel immigrants trying to cross illegally. That means they'll be armed. Okay, two, that he's going to build a border wall, you know, barriers where none exist. He can't build on federal land, got to be state land, or he's got to buy the property. He's going to deploy gunboats in the Rio Grande River. Gunboats. Now, are they going to shoot? That's pretty bold. And finally, designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Well, that's my idea, and we discussed this months ago. When I had a meeting with Donald Trump and I said, look, the only way to stop this is to designate the cartels, the people smugglers, as terrorists. And then you can drone them and kill them just like you did Soleimani and al-Baghdadi and what I write about in Killing the Killers. They were all assassinated by the U.S. under the designation of being terrorists. And under the Patriot Act, you do it. Well, he's doing the same thing, Abbott, but he doesn't have the authority to do that. So he can't use Texas National Guard or whatever to assassinate Mexican citizens. Federal government could under the Patriot Act. I don't never do it. But Trump was that close to doing it, but he made a deal with Obrador, and Obrador stopped it, stopped all the caravans. You may remember that. I know this is a little complicated. If you have any questions, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Okay, so Texas, very aggressive, no doubt about it. Arizona, it's going to be a tough 2 years for Arizona. In October, the Border Patrol reports 230,678 migrants were encountered, a record, 40% up from the previous October, 411% increase from Trump's last October. There's no doubt the open border Biden policy has led to catastrophe. And we're not even talking about the drug deaths, the fentanyl heroin deaths. Horrible. Biden does not care. Period. And that is the truth. Household debt is at the fastest pace in 15 years. Credit cards. So mortgages, credit card debt, and auto loans, driving household up $351 billion from July to September rise. So most American families are in debt, big debt. That's what I mean when I say things are not going to get any better. Smart life. So Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow, and the dinner, according to the American Farm Bureau, is going to cost 20% more than it did last year. And if you want raw numbers, in 2018, the dinner cost family of four $62. It'll cost you $82 this year. $20 difference. It doesn't matter. Okay? Don't skimp on Thanksgiving dinner. Have a good time. All right. In fact, I'm adding to my menu. I mean, I want everybody to be happy. I want a great dinner. If I have to go into debt, which I don't, but I would, to provide it, I will. But here's how you can save. You're not going to like to hear this, many of you. cut the booze out. The wine, the beer, sparkling water, a little lime, a little lemon. You know, it's perfect. Sparkling water is perfect with turkey and all the trimmings. Perfect. But I know a lot of people want to get buzzed on Thanksgiving. But if you booze it, that'll add to your tab. But if you don't, and you go with the sparkling water tip or regular ice water, then the dinner is not going to cost you much more. Smart life. We have Live the Smart Life magnets in the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. I love them. I mean, live the smart life, you know? And that's the only way we're going to survive the next 2 years, and that's why we're here. Let's go to the border. The Border Patrol guy down there, Christopher Magnus, is out. So Biden throws him under the bus. And is this going to improve anything? No. It's a scapegoat deal. It's like, oh, well, we fired the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Hey, it's your fault, Biden. 100% your fault. You. Can you fire anybody you want? Fire yourself. You're the one that put the open border in, and now it's chaos. El Paso, Texas, big town. Their airport is almost unusable. Almost unusable. There are so many migrants at the airport. And listen to this. So the Biden administration says they're going to give a private agency, the Annunciation House, $7 million to take the people in the El Paso airport to Denver's airport, so they can fly out of there because El Paso can't handle it and Denver's much bigger. So there's $7 million more taxpayer money shuttling these people around. With the economy, the open border, and the crime, I had no idea Americans would be this foolish to do what they did last week in the election. Disney. Now, here's a company that DeSantis destroyed. DeSantis did this. So Disney's got a big show on Broadway, The Lion King. In that show, there are people who interpret the words for the deaf. One of those people is a guy named Keith Wan, 53 years old, professional guy, and by all accounts does a great job in signing for The Lion King. He's fired because he's white. Okay? So the quote from the agency that hired him and now fired him, Theater Development Fund, is that in the current social climate, you can't have a white person signing for black performers. To his credit, Mr. Wan has sued in federal court, and he'll win. Disney will settle. Okay? And there's another woman who got booted, too. It's just unbelievable. So Disney basically said, hey, you know, even though these people are good, they're competent, but they're white, and Lion King's got black performers, so they can't do the sign language of the black performers. Horrible. The guy who runs Disney is named Bob Chapek, okay? Total fool, all right? He's a CEO. And he now is going to lay off a bunch of people working for Disney, but he won't say how many. The reason is that Disney's quarter missed its mark by $1 billion. And the streaming service lost nearly $1.5 billion. This is Disney Plus. So Disney is hemorrhaging money. Why? Because traditional Americans, conservative Americans, say, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it. You know, you take your Disney and stuff it. It's a shame. Because Disney is magic for children, and children aren't political. Now, the parks still do well, but all their other enterprises and people, no. Karma. Sign of the times, New York City. Dope dealer, Manuel Pagan, 49 years old, Washington Heights, that's Upper West Side, way up in Manhattan. Cops arrest him, 20,000 fentanyl pills. 20,000. Or Manuel, released on his own recognizance. No bail. charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. Possession? Possession? 20,000 pills? Think Manuel is going to use 20,000 fentanyl pills? It should be possession with intent to sell. That get Manuel 10 years in the state penitentiary. No. Nope. Now, Manuel will never be seen again. He's due back in court December 15. He's gone. He'd never come back. They know that. Hochul knows that. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, knows that. Cops know it. You know, it takes a while to bring a case like that. 20,000 fentanyl pills. And fentanyl kills people. We all know that. Think New York State cares? Not at all. Dope dealers do whatever they want. Heroin, fine. Opium, fine. Methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl. Go ahead. We're not even going to hold you. Criminal justice does not exist in New York City. Does not exist there anymore. And the people of New York City voted for no criminal justice. Because if they had voted for Lee Zeldin, and the blacks broke 10-1 against Zeldin in New York City, that's why he lost. Zeldin would reimpose criminal justice. Hochul will not. I live here. I can't tell you how disappointed I am.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Okay, final thought of the day. Big changes are coming. I don't have a lot of time to get into depth, but I will tomorrow. Okay, the changes are coming in these areas. Economy, job losses. Next 2 years, not going to be good. All right? Make sure you are secure in the workplace as much as you can be secure. Very important. High prices heating your home this winter. Now, I got an electric heater that I'm moving around, all right, that's saving me some money. It's one of our sponsors, Thunderstorm, any of that, but it's what I'm doing. Biden's going to deteriorate. It's going to get worse. He didn't go to the big dinner in Bali last night where all the world leaders are there. Biden didn't show. It's not good, okay? And a Republican civil war between Trump and DeSantis. Don't know how that's going to play out. All of those things are going to be change agents. Stay with us. BillO'Reilly.com is the nexus. We will guide you through. Thanks for watching No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.